Artemis co-founder Zach Baldwin was always drawn to tough female characters, not the femme fatales, but the bold, never-give-up kind. He fills a great action script with a female lead, makes things much more interesting, and gives a unique perspective to even run-of-the-mill actioners. Zach Baldwin is an award-winning director, the Shockers Fest's Audience Choice Award for his 2008 film, Hannah's Gift. He's an author of several fiction thrillers, including Brooks' War, The Queen's Witch, and Milk Run, which is featured in Agenda's Collector's Issue 2021, Changemakers. I had the pleasure to chat with Zach, who also just happens to be the co-founder of the Artemis Women in Action Film Festival, currently streaming its sixth edition now through May 10th. I'm Kayleen Peoples, and you are listening to Talk Agenda.
I always love talking about the festival and the movies therein.
It's a lot of really cool stuff this year.
Yeah, this is a great year. We've always had good stuff all through the last year, but the quality seems to get better and better every year. And these, I guess we got about 50 shorts and features, really are exceptional.
That's what I like to talk about, some of the highlights of this festival. I understand it's streaming now.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, because obviously couldn't do a theater, the founder, Melanie, she came up with the idea of putting it online and realized that we could put it on for a month, giving people the opportunity to watch all the entries that they wanted to. And then our normal events, the awards and other festivities like that, we would still do on the third weekend of April that we had done in previous years. But I love the idea that now people have plenty of time. They only had 3 days, really, to watch all our entries before. So now a month, they can catch everything.
Yeah, that's really great. I know last festival myself, I did a lot of binge watching. It was hard to see it all, too. There was so much. Everything I saw was so good. This gives people time to really take their time and look at the stuff, you know?
Exactly. So what we did was we set up what we call blocks, where we put movies together, and each block would run between at the most 90 minutes to 2 hours. And in these blocks, you'll have sometimes 6 to 8 shorts or a feature film or maybe a feature film and a short, you know, so it's pretty interesting right there. And then the blocks themselves, we've got the documentaries and these amazing documentaries where we have a lot of them talk about what should not be hidden history about women.
Mm-hmm.
Race car drivers from the 50s, another race car driver from the 70s that won races and people have never heard of them. An Olympic champion, Florence Griffith Joyner, who still holds world records, has never been acknowledged for it because of rumors, not because of fact, rumors of her drug testing or drug using. And she never failed a test, and yet they don't acknowledge her. Other documentaries about women firefighters, MMA fighters, the breadth of the amazing women and the amazing films about them is pretty astounding.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, not to be too cynical, but I'm not the first one to say that history is written by the people in charge. I think the classic is written by the victor, but I just find that people who are in charge will focus on what they want to focus on. And women in history, again, I'm not the first to notice that there's a lot of incredible stories that have just never come to the surface. And one reason why this festival was divined was to try to open up people's perceptions of women and learn about all the amazing things that people have been doing for a long time and just not been noticed.
Yeah, and it is called history, not herstory, right?
Yeah, that's been a big issue. And the word should throw in the white thing, because there's tremendous amount of history in all cultures that have just been totally dismissed. I was a kid growing up fighting the history books because I'm going, wait, this is just too one-sided. Anyway, I digress. The thing, I will be honest with you, that my favorite part of the festival is women in action. And we've got these great blocks of action films. Most of them are short and powerful. And I have a sense of humor, or sort of, and so that one of them is called Punchlines. and that's the action comedy, and I love that. And then Warpath is incredible action, a little more intense. And all of these have great social messages as well. That's an amazing, nice mix. So that while you're really enjoying yourself, either laughing or being thrilled at action, they're also trying to make points about the human situation, just to make it short. So there's really some thrilling stuff.
I was looking at the body of work on the website, and it's just intense. This is my third year involved in Artemis from the Acton Film Festival, and the first was really overwhelming, but in 2019 was an oasis of just incredible independent films. Why don't you give me a little bit of insight on what the All Access Pass ticket holder is going to be enjoying?
Well, as I said, they would be able to watch all the blocks, and included in the blocks, at the end of each block, we have question and answers for as many of the filmmakers that we could schedule with. So you get to watch it, and then you get to hear the filmmaker talking about it, and it does give a nice perspective of what they went through or how hard or slash easy it was and how inventive a lot of them were. Along with that, we have a stunt panel, and there'll be access to different Q&As with the filmmakers. We have script writing contest, and some of the script writers who were finalists will be joining together to talk about that.
That's the first time, actually, where we're really integrating the screenwriters themselves, correct, with interactivity?
Correct. Doing it live we found to be pretty impossible, as writers are usually, I don't know if antisocial is fair, but they're not too great at a lot of crowds, and we found a lot of resistance doing a roundtable live, where here they seem to be more acceptance. So, oh, yeah, I can do it at home.
I mean, writers in general are more reclusive anyway.
I'm sure there are exceptions that are real garrulous writers, but most that I know, you're in your head creating these stories, and that's kind of where you stay.
Yeah, it's probably safer there.
It sure is for me. I like it because I can control what's going on here. You know?
You're a writer yourself. You've written films and directed them, 2 books.
Correct. 2 novels. Yeah. I'm very empathetic with the writers and understand their reticence of going out to the world sometimes.
So obviously, I mean, I know about the music side of it all. Excited that that's being integrated again this year for Bella composers and these women composers and these women-powered music.
In fact, that is already a block itself where we're gathering all the music videos of the finalists so people can enjoy incredible music.
I was just talking to one of the finalists today in Australia, Facebook Messenger, solidifying one of the pieces that she was going to be submitting that was going to be on the block. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me that she was so grateful that she was able to come in 2019 because being now with this lockdown and the pandemic, she sadly doesn't know if she's ever going to be able to travel again. And she's just grateful that it's streaming online, and now all of her people in her hometown and everyone can actually see it. So it's a positive in a way.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting thing. The online, the founder, Melanie, she had been doing this, I think, the last 3 years. I won't swear to when she started, but she did arrange it so the blocks would be online. But for some reason, it didn't catch on, I guess, because everyone was focused on going to the theater. So now that we're doing this and no one can go to the theater, then everyone's going, oh, this is great. Because you have more time, you can do it on your schedule.
I think it's great. And as I said, I visited the site and I'm just like blown away by the layout. It looks incredible. And
yeah.
It really gives me a chance to really take in what I want to see. There's some really cool things like Boy Eats Girl. I really want to see that.
Again, I go with blocks. It's a fabulous block of comedy action. And, you know, Boy Eats Girl, Zombies, A Love Story. It's a very clever, fun little short. It knocked me out. Did a beautiful job with that.
Yeah, and then there's so many others. I mean, it's just like, it's so much. It's like, I'm going to be enjoying myself. And I'm glad that it's going to be running for, I think she's, like you guys said through, well, Melanie said through May 10th, but it might even be after that. It might even be a little bit longer, she said, maybe.
Yeah, I know that her goal would be to have it play as long as possible, but I know May 10th will be the earliest that we stop it, so that it gives people plenty of time.
I really hope that people will listen to this interview and go get your all-access pass, because, first of all, they're affordable, right? $29.95 to see all that?
Yeah, usually $29.95, if you go to a theater, that's two people and maybe a bag of popcorn for one movie. And with this, $29.95, you're going to get 52 shorts or films, almost, I think it's in the 20 or 25 hours worth of entertainment. If you include the blocks of music and the Q&As and the other interesting things that are there, you know, you're not paying a dollar for an hour. It's incredible.
And what's even cool about this, not that I'm encouraging this, I think everyone should buy their all-access pass, but you can have a little viewing party, you know, social distancing, of course, at your house, you know. And so that's what's so cool about that. In your PJs, you can have a pajama party watching the,
exactly,
the film festival.
Well, someone told me that he watched something where he contacted a friend of his, and they synced it so that they were on, I don't know if it was Skype or Zoom or something, watching it at the same time, you know, in their own homes, you know, separately, but together.
You know, a lot of people are doing things like that now with the whole streaming thing, you know, it's becoming a thing.
Yeah, exactly. So this fits right into that whole thing. And talk about binging, you know. And if you're open to the new stuff, I mean, you know, some people like familiar, and I totally support that. Yeah. I like to binge, you know, series that I know. Where this, you are open into different worlds at the max every hour, but some of these blocks will be 5-10 minutes and can change your life, because I didn't know that. That happened? Oh my gosh, people do this? I mean, it's really astounding, the 50 different worlds that you can touch on through the imagination and experience of these great, great filmmakers.
This is really true. Honestly, this gives Netflix a run for its money. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, even though some of these were done what the word is called independent, the imagination and the delivery of this stuff stands right up there as well to Netflix.
I have to tell you something. The last two festivals that I was involved in, I, like many people, have an idea of what independent film is.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get that. The only thing I got that was independent about anything was that it was free thought. It was extra creative. It wasn't cookie cutter. But the production values were there. It was just like watching a studio film.
The only two things that are different are lack of stars. Where's George Clooney? You know, I get it, you know, but if you're okay without having to have a star in it, huge productions of, you know, whole planets exploding or things like that. But the action itself, it might be more intimate, but it's done just as well as your big feature fight films.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Just based on what I saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry, I keep saying last year, but the fifth edition.
Yeah, the last edition, yeah. So.
Right.
But yeah, I'm proud to be part of these amazing filmmakers and hope that this helps them, their amazing careers blow up. And then they're making the big budgets.
And now we have Chase Masterson hosting again.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know Chase, she was Lita in Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and she's starred in other things. She was the voice in Doctor Who, and she had her own spinoff in Vienna, where she was a star in that, with the spinoff of Doctor Who. And we've got lots of sponsoring going on as well. Backstage, Action Factory, Pop Culture Hero Coalition, of course, Agenda and Bella, Keslo. They're giving away a camera package, right? That's one of their
Yeah, you get to use it for a weekend. And then Wise Remedies is in there, and there's a few other great supporters of independent film and empowering women.
Now, Wise Remedies is a presenting sponsor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Wise Remedies, of course, is an incredible wellness supplemental store, pretty much, e-commerce store that you can get, like, anything from sleep aids to echinacea.
Exactly. But they're the holistic approach and incredibly effective from my own personal experience and from other people I know. But again, this is one of the lucky things. We've had sponsors that, you know, are really fabulous and have their own high standards. So it's been thrilling to have them be involved.
So is there anything that you would like to maybe say to encourage our listeners to go out and get their all-access pass?
I think it's such a fun, thrilling, and mind-opening, let alone mind-blowing experience that you really won't have an opportunity like this anywhere else. And especially right now when there is so much need to stay at home, this is a fabulous way to spend your time and to share it with other people, whether you use the Zoom thing or your family together. But there's really some amazing stuff that is entertaining. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll just be blown away by the different worlds that are open to you.
And I think what I like most about this festival and the uniqueness of this festival is it really is about women and women in action, women powered things, women strong women character. You just don't see enough of that in mainstream theater. You don't.
No, and a lot of people hear the word film festival, and they're not wrong that sometimes there's this, oh, these are art films. These are, you know, important movies. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to really celebrate the action genre, but also just fun movies, so that if they just showed strong women characters, we were open to just about anything. And mm-hmm. so many of these films are fun. You know, whether it's drama fun, you know, where you're serious, or, you know, just a romp where you're laughing or just going, ooh, at the action. But they're more open to audiences, I think, than most people think when they hear the word film festivals. You know, they're not going to watch paint dry while people talk in deep, luxurious accents that you can't understand. This is people punching each other and falling over sofas.
Yeah, it's true. Slow moving action, no action.
Exactly.
Thank you, Zach, so much for taking the time to talk to me. This is wonderful, and I will be in my front row seat enjoying everything.
Thank you so much.
If you're a lover of high-level independent movies, especially those featuring strong women characters, get your all-access pass today by visiting ArtemisFilmFestival.com. You're listening to Bolero from the film Vampire Odyssey, composed by me, Kayleen Peoples, in honor of Bella Composers being a participation in the Artemis Women in Action Film Festival titled Women Powered Music. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Talk Agenda, and we'll speak soon.